Let's cut the bullshit. We've got straight up marketing advice. You should use it.
Just drop the job.
Adam and Simon's Bullshit Busters.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the next episode of Adam and Simon Bullshit Busters. I'm Simon Batchelor.
I'm Adam Bastock.
And today we are going to be discussing the question, how much money should I spend on a new customer? So, Adam, to kick us off, do you want to just quickly run through what we mean by spending money on a new customer?
Yeah, so this is very roughly kind of the total amount you are spending in terms of your marketing, your advertising or anything like that to acquire a new customer. So this is a customer that is new to your brand. And is not kind of an existing customer that you're trying to, you know, regain through some email series. What we're talking about here is purely for someone who has never seen you before, or has never bought with you before, to then come onto your site and become a new customer, whether that be a product or a service, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So this is sort of the money you're putting out, spending on maybe ads or SEO, content creation, but it could also be promotion, sponsorship. Essentially, as a business, you should be spending money, essentially, to bring new customers into your business. You know, the old phrase, if you've got to spend money to make money, that is what it's referring to. It's that, well, you have to invest in things to bring new business in. So this can take many forms, but I guess what we're talking about today is, what do you spend money on to attract those new customers who don't already know you? So you're not spending money for repeat custom, those new customers. So traditionally, this has been focused around sort of ads, I guess. And in the world of paid ads, this is often referred to as cost of acquisition. So it's that it's the amount of money you've spent on paid advertising to generate a number of sales or a revenue. And you essentially take all of the money you've spent and divide it by the number of customers. And then you get this kind of average cost per acquisition, cost per lead. There's many different ways of describing that.
I think just very quickly, there's a very good way to, a good clarification to make here that like cost per lead and cost per sale are both different to cost per acquisition, I think. Because cost per acquisition is the cost of acquiring a person into your business. Lead or sale, that could mean the same person buying something or filling out a form multiple times. So I think there is a slight kind of divergence there where cost per acquisition, which is what we're talking about, is based on the kind of more human metric.
Yes.
Rather than the transaction.
Or
the,
I see what you mean. Yeah. I mean, I think also it can be hard when you first look at this number to know, is it too high? Is it too low? You know, are we spending too much to acquire a customer? Now, one thing that trips people up quite often is they look at the kind of single value that click or that immediate bringing to the site has generated. So especially in the world of e-commerce, it may be that your customer has clicked on an ad, they've come to the site and their checkout value is maybe £20. Now, it might be that when you do your maths and you divide the total amount you've spent on ads and the total number of orders you've got, your cost per acquisition is £20. So you look at it and you think, well, what was the point? I've spent £20 and I've made £20. I've broken even. Or worse still, I've lost money. And sometimes this is what people look at. And the immediate effects there can be quite off-putting. So one thing you do need to also consider is the customer lifetime value. So over the lifetime of your customer, what is the amount they're actually going to spend with you? So for example, even in a service business, we have this. This isn't just in lifetime, in e-commerce, sorry. So as an agency, you know, our average customer is probably worth about £25,000 to £30,000 over the lifetime of the average contract. Because they come in, they buy a website, then they buy a care plan, then they might buy some digital marketing. And on average, what most customers buy is around £35,000, probably £40,000 over a few years. So we know to us, our cost per acquisition can be quite high. You know, if we spend £4,000 or £5,000 per customer winning it, that's fine because we easily make that back over the lifetime of the customer. So this isn't just limited to e-commerce where you're literally comparing, you know, average order checkouts and basket values and things like that. It's definitely considered for service as well. And it's not necessarily that number isn't going to literally jump out at you. There's no magic button in Xero you can press to go, what's my lifetime value? You do kind of have to sort of fudge it a bit and go, well, it's probably about this. Do you know what I mean? It's probably worth, if you don't know, ask your accountant to tell you, because they can tell you what your average customer spend is, I guess, per year. There's many different ways. Have you seen any good metrics or ways of working it out that you thought were useful?
No, I was going to say, I think it is always quite a difficult one. And I know, like, Klaviyo, to kind of go back to the Old Faithful, does have this kind of metric in there where it will try and tell you it. But I'd almost think this is more of a way of thinking than is a perfect metric that you should be aiming for, especially as a small business. This is more about thinking of the bigger picture and going, well, actually, if you are a small business and you're spending £100 to make a sale for a new customer, you might instantly try and hit the red stop button on that and go, that's too much money. But if then you realize and you look at your, you do a report in Shopify or in one of the whatever e-commerce platform and go, well, actually, on average, our customers, you know, they spend £500 over 2 years. That's probably actually, you know, it will start that thinking and it will start you discovering other metrics and doing other calculations and start, it will kind of lead to other things. So I think this is more of a starting point than a finishing point.
Yes.
This is a figure that you want to start thinking about and building into your business, but you're never going to, as you say, find a very clear or accurate picture of it. You can get your accountant involved, you can get your marketing manager involved and let them sit in a room and fight for an hour. They probably still won't come out with an actual accurate figure, and that's okay.
Yeah.
This is kind of the... And all, because I think even you're going to have some customers which are really loyal and going to spend a lot more, and then you've got other customers that might only come in and buy two things over 6 months and then, you know, bugger off. So it's more of a, you know, a mindset and a way of thinking and living than it is a direct kind of KPI, to be all soft about it. But yeah.
No, I think you're right there, because ultimately, I mean, I know certain businesses that are on the kind of subscription box or subscription package thing. That is a bit easier to work out, because you know, okay, the average subscription length is, you know, 20 months. So you just take the amount it costs, and you can then back work it out, can't you? It's like, well, you know, if it's £10 a month and they do 100 months, then we know how much revenue we've got. Then you take the cost off that, you know what the profit is. Yeah. So I think the thing is, if your customer on average only purchases from you once, then you need to look at your business model and basically work out what else can you sell to them? How can you sell? Because it's five times easier to sell to an existing customer than it is to a new one. So there must be, there's very, very few businesses where there isn't an upsell or a cross-sell. The only one is slightly tasteless and it's funeral care. But beyond that, there aren't many places where you can sell again to the same customer. So ultimately, you know, somewhere in your business is something else you could be upsell, cross sell. But ultimately what you need to do, I think, is look at, you know, how can you approach a new customer thinking, okay, it's going to cost me a bit of money to get this customer. And if you're struggling to work out where that money's going to come from, then you need to build it into the price.
Exactly.
You know, I think realistically most businesses should be spending between 5-10% of their turnover on marketing, and that's not a cost, that's an investment in buying customers. You know, just like you might have to have a machine that grinds your coffee, or you know, you have to buy cardboard boxes to ship your product, you have to have a budget in order to buy customers, and that's going to need to be spent on marketing, on content, on SEO, on ads, on all a mixture of things.
It's definitely that 5-10% is to build a sustainable business that will, you know, last the test of time rather than just wither and die. So I think that's the, and I think looking at that customer lifetime value and what their total spend is going to really help you in building that slightly more resilient business, because you are going to spend more attention to your existing customers and go, well, actually, oh, it turns out we're not emailing them. Maybe we should have an email platform that will then, you know, try and get them back on the site. And it's not going to be a kind of a quick thing, because I'm thinking even with my customers, I had a customer that came to me for a one-off kind of audit this time last year, and they've just signed up for they didn't speak to me for about another year, and they've just come back to me, and they're now going on 3 months more work at a much higher rate than the actual initial audit was. So in terms of their like lifetime value, it depends when I measured it. If I'd measured it 2 months ago, it was a very different figure to what it is now. So you need to kind of have a think about this and maybe play around with different time scales and go, well, what is it over 12 months, 18 months and 2 years? What does that look like as well? Rather than just going for a few months.
Yeah.
Which I think that's the problem. If you're in subscription, it's really easy because your entire business model is built on this figure. If you're in a slightly more B2B or kind of higher ticket price item, it's much more difficult because there probably are going to be situations where you buy a single item like a bike or a shed or something like that, where it's much bigger. It's a couple of grand. They're not going to come back instantly, but do they come back to you over 2, 3, 4 years?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think that kind of time till repeat purchase is also something to look at. And yeah, you're right. If you've got a long repeat purchase time, that's fine. But you need to bear in mind that, okay, then your average customer only has one transaction. Fair enough. If that's all you can do and that's all you can sell them, that may be the case. But then you know, okay, well, what is that average order value? And of that, what are you willing to spend? You know, realistically, most businesses should be willing to spend between 5% and 10% of what they make or of that product cost to win that customer. Now, if they're not getting that, if you're not able to build that in, then you probably need to put your price up by 5% or 10%. Because the customer should be paying for themselves. You know, it's that old adage of, well, marketing doesn't cost you any money. Yeah. Because when you win the customer, they pay for their own marketing. It's ideally, that's how it works.
Exactly. I think the main thing I'd say is just get started and start looking at lifetime value. Don't beat yourself up about not figuring it out. It's about getting started and just starting to think about it in terms of your overall marketing plan. And then, you know, in 6 months' time, you might come to a more accurate figure, which then you can start building on. But I think the main message we've got here is don't ditch current marketing thinking it's costing you more money than your customers are spending, because you might only be looking at the thin end of the wedge.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a really good summary. Yeah.
Good. Excellent.
Excellent. Well, yes. So I think that just about wraps that up. So thank you very much for listening and watching. We really appreciate you listening. If you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, do give us a follow. That really does help us out. And if you are watching on YouTube, then hit that subscribe button below. Nerdy fact, Apple Podcasts are changing their subscribe to be follow in the next app update. So that's why the lingo is a little bit mixed. So it's follow for podcasts and subscribe for YouTube. But you already know that because you're all loyal subscribers. So thanks very much for listening and watching, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you and goodbye.
Bye. Just drop the job. Adam and Simon.